And the British winners are the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
The judges said the winner of 2022's Podcast of the Year is a powerful and intimate and utterly personal podcast that captured the very best of what the medium has to offer. It also provided thoughtful perspectives on a whole range of issues. The winner is Dear Daughter.
Can you hear that?
On the stage.
Now, Melanta Kombo, the Kenyan host of Dear Daughter, being told she hosted Podcast of the Year at the British Podcast Awards 2022. She was the winner of the BBC World Service International Podcast Competition, which we covered last year. We have a full list of the winners, including a full video and photographs from the event. And if you're a podcast hosting company, unlike anywhere else, our list of winners includes where the show's hosted, so you can congratulate your podcasters and promote them too. The recent Sounds Profitable research, The Creators, now also available in Spanish, said that podcast creators are overwhelmingly male. Refonic has looked at the gender split of podcast audiences to discover that shows with very female audiences have significantly fewer listeners, and that podcasts with very male audiences tend to have longer episodes. And unsurprisingly, tech podcasts skew very male indeed. The global podcast market was worth $13.7 billion in 2021 and could be worth $153 billion by 2030, says a new report from Indian research company Acumen that'll cost you $4,500 and we haven't bought it. The popular podcast Shagged, Married, Annoyed has launched bonus content and exclusive benefits for fans with Acast Plus. Potentially interesting, the two tiers are £3 a month and £3.50 a month. That's a difference of only 60 cents. In Germany, Spotify is paying for murals for its latest podcasts to appear in some of the largest German cities. And also in Germany, Podmon and podcast.de have monitored 57,000 episodes of German language podcasts to discover how healthy the country's podcasters are. Here's a spoiler. Oh, they're tired. In People News, Tara Sonin has joined NYPR, the owner of WNYC, as Director of Audience Development. Prior to NYPR, she was with fiction podcast company Realm. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Micropayment company Albi has published a how-to for enabling value-for-value payments for your podcast. Albi's Moritz Kaminski was interviewed in the Podland podcast last week. Podcast host RSS.com is to announce integration with Albi this week, enabling value-for-value for thousands of podcasts. You'll be able to activate and link your Albi account with your podcast in RSS.com's dashboard. Alberto Batella will be on the Podland podcast this week. After the finalization of the Social Interact tag last week in the new podcast namespace, John Spurlock is testing the idea of an automated activity pub service called Threadland. Simple to support. As soon as it's finished, we'll be using it. Dave Jones has been working on a leaderboard view for Helipad, and the July 19th dump of data from the podcast index now includes descriptions and categories, so we took a look. 369,000 shows have no description at all. Most podcasts only have about 22 characters of description, and only 44,000 have descriptions of more than 1,000 characters. Now, Apple doesn't search your podcast description field, but Spotify, Overcast, Google, and most others do, so we'd recommend putting more in there if you want your podcast found. You do want your podcast found, don't you?
Boostergram corner. You can't get more top 40 than that.
Oh yes, well, boosts this week include boosts from Dave Jones, Crypto Cenus, and Chris Lass, who got in touch with us to tell us to name and shame the spammers last week. So we did. Todd Cochran sent us two boosts, one saying boosts and beyond, and another saying go podcasting.
Go podcasting!
And Dave Jones asks, what does someone do to get listed in the personal supporters section? Is that a certain dollar limit per month? Well, I'm glad you asked. That's in our newsletter and RSS feed only. And it's for our personal supporters at podnews.net/Patreon. And that's a great place to go if you get value from Podnews and you want to pay it back. Or you can just send us a boost like these fine people did. Or just listen to us using a new podcast app like Fountain. Your Sats or Patreon support are all very welcome.
You're
better be streaming sats.
And in podcast news, the Nutrition Couch is celebrating a million downloads in its first 12 months. Produced by ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia, it claims it's one of the few podcasts actually hosted and produced by qualified dietitians. Love and Radio has come off Luminary and signed with Gumball. Nick Quar calls it an essential podcast. New from Wondery today, Fed Up looks at the F Factor, a trendy diet with some horrible side effects. It's the story of influencer Emily Gellis-Lande, who drew attention to the problems with the fad diet, and Tanya Zuckerbrot, who had come up with it, and the inevitable online fight that ensued. It's narrated by Casey Wilson. Sideways has launched season 4, starting with a mini-series on nuclear weapons. Or have we kind of forgotten that they exist? And is the Russian invasion of Ukraine the wake-up call we all need? Hosted by Matthew Syed, it's made by Novel, and you can also hear it on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on BBC Radio 4. And When Life Gives You Parkinson's has returned for a fifth season. The show has had more than 400,000 downloads so far. It's hosted by Larry Gifford, the National Director of Talk Radio for Chorus Entertainment, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017. This season, Gifford will sit down one-on-one with Muhammad Ali's eldest daughter, Mei Mei, to talk about how Parkinson's impacts the whole family, how Ali struggled to accept the diagnosis and often refused to take his medication. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe and support, we're at podnews.net.